SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It's a good, the bad, and the dumb as we close out the week here on a Friday. And I'm sure these are going to rock everybody's world when we get to the end of the week here. So let's get to the good because we need to feel pretty good right now.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what the good is today? You know what's opening up today on the West Coast?
Yes!
Somewhere
I saw this yesterday.
Anaheim, California.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
That little mecca of mouse fever. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens up today, and I'm excited.
It has gotten rave reviews from the soft opening that it had yesterday. A lot of media guys have had a chance to go see it. It got rave reviews.
And if you haven't seen the video, the little short clip, it had all the nerddom one could stomach.
I think you're right. Yep.
You know, all the way complete with, I mean, they had the cast come out, you know, one by one. Not the entire cast, just the original, the OG actors coming out, you know, hopped very slowly. I think, you know, they introduced George Lucas first, and then out comes Billy Dee Williams, and then Mark Hamill. Then Bob Iger, the CEO of Disneyland, or Disney, was trying to start up the Millennium Falcon. Chewie was having some trouble, so who do you call? Han Solo.
Han Solo came out.
Harrison Ford came out. Now, there was a little bit of a miscue. You know, we can forgive him, though.
That's all right.
I don't know if everything was supposed to be timed. I'm sure there's a guy who just hit the button too soon. I think he was too excited to hit the button because, you know, what Han was supposed to do was hit the Millennium Falcon and then it would start up. Harrison Ford looked like he was going to, but decided to pay a quick little tribute to Peter Mayhew. And then the Millennium Falcon art had already fired up and then he hit it.
Yeah. So this is one of the, what, It's kind of a theme park thing now where it's an immersive land.
Yes.
Meaning you are actually supposed to be somewhere and everybody who's participating is as cast members are supposed to make you feel like you are at that location. So it's not like you're at a theme park and it's like, oh, this is cool. It's decorated like it's a jungle or it's decorated like it's a castle or it's decorated like you're supposed to be. The idea is that you are on this planet. Everything is supposed to be real. It's supposed to make you feel like you're on this planet, and they nailed it. They knocked it out of the park. They say that Millennium Falcon looks like it could take off. It looks so fantastic.
And for me, I mean, I am excited for the ride. I know as you are as well, but I think just the opportunity to walk through it.
Yep.
You know, to be walking, you know, as you're standing in line, you're inching a little bit closer because let's face it, kids, that line's going to be miles and miles long.
Very, very long.
But as you're inching closer to it, you know, it'll be amazing to, you know, just be seeing at the outside. I mean, it's life size. If you're actually climbing into the real Millennium Falcon and then, you know, walking through the interior, you know, there might be a little bit of goosebumps happening.
There is that ride, and there's supposed to be another one that's not quite open yet, but it's going to be open pretty soon. And so it's going to be great. So good for good for them for landing this. This is very good.
That's going to be.
If you're a Star Wars fan, this is what you've been waiting for. Ever since they announced it a couple years ago, this has kind of been what you've been waiting for.
Which is weird because I remember them announcing it. It seemed like, oh, that's so far away.
Yeah, it was.
It was. 3 years. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, really?
No, they did a there was a Disneyland anniversary show in, like, 2015 that was on. And my kids and I watched it, and that's when they announced it, like, coming in 2019. And they're like, oh, God, what? Forget it. That's forever.
I'm not going to make it till
then. And now, next thing you know, it's here. And here we are. So, yeah, that's a very, very good.
Yeah. All right, for the bad of the day, and it's not really bad. First of all, if there's not video of it, I don't want them to do this. But if there is video of it, I'm scared.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
I'm interested now what this is.
Cat's Delicatessen is hosting an anniversary.
That's in New York City.
Yeah, in New York City. It's hosting an anniversary of sorts. It's celebrating the 30th anniversary of the When Harry Met Sally, I'll Have What She's Having scene.
Oh, no. So they're doing what? They're having a contest?
Yes, and the ad does bring your best performance.
Oh, come on. This has got to be a joke. They are doing this?
Yeah, and you will get to sit at the same exact table that they sat or that Meg Ryan sat at, and you have to give your best performance.
Oh no. So, no.
On the one hand, I mean, I want to see video of this, but on the other hand, I don't know if I want to see video of this.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I don't know if I could justify if I'm sitting there on the couch watching it, my wife comes by like, "Hey, what you watching?" and hears what we all know what will be happening, I might get in trouble.
Yeah, that's very true. Very
true. I
don't
know how to justify watching it, but at the same time, I'm so curious.
Okay, this has the potential. This is one of those promotional ideas where it was brilliant, but it could go horribly wrong. Like it could go really, really wrong and really quickly.
Yeah, really fast.
Right. Exactly.
That's why I mean it's bad, but I mean it's not like some of the worst bad we've had. It's just I mean there's potential for it to be really bad.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, I mean, if you're in that area, if you're in the New York City area, July 12th is the contest.
All right. It's worth taking a look.
Yep. And, I mean, and not to make matters worse, I mean, this is a judged competition, and I guess there will be some notable New Yorkers and special guests that'll make up the panel of judges.
Okay, that makes sense. Is Rob Reiner going to be there?
I don't know. How great would that be if, like, Billy Crystal was there or Rob Reiner or Meg Ryan? They got to have somebody from the cast, right?
Is it true that the woman who said, "I'll have what she's having," was his mother?
Yeah, that's Rob Reiner's mother.
Yeah, it was true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's...
I always thought that was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good little cameo, but... Yeah, so if you're in the area July 12th, that's going to be the place to be is Cat's Delicatessen.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Get a pastrami on rye.
I get it that it's bad, but I also get it that it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Well, it's like all you right. said, it has the potential to be bad.
Has a potential to be bad, exactly. Other than that, kind of a brilliant promotion.
A brilliant gimmick.
That movie's 30 years old, When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah,
wow.
I'm sorry to do that to you.
It's another one of those.
That's another reason why
it's another one of those, my goodness.
I can remember where it was the first day I saw that movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
All right.
That was a good movie.
The dumb of the day.
All right, so the dumb of the day.
And I might be a little early with this, and maybe I'll bring it back up again. But I came upon a tweet that just really struck me. We are a month away from Bobby Bonilla Day.
That's right. We are.
Literally 1 month.
July 1st.
July 1st is Bobby Bonilla Day. Just to refresh your memory, if you are unfamiliar with what Bobby Bonilla Day, that's the day the Mets cut him an annual check of roughly $1.19 million.
That's amazing. Such a great deal.
And so what the tweet said... Which I just found, I mean, I absolutely love, it blew my mind away when I saw it. It said, keep this in mind. Bobby Bonilla will be getting $1.19 million this season. And he hasn't played a game since, 2001?
Oh, he's been, exactly, for a while.
Yeah. The Dodgers will be paying Cody Bellinger $605,000 this season.
Oh. That I did not know that. Okay, I did not know that. That puts that in a lot of perspective now.
And then I can do one more for you. That'll put it in perspective
all right,
as well.
Because that's a pretty big one.
Yeah, this one's right up there. Bryce Harper's 13-year mega deal will expire before Bobby Bonilla's does.
Ah, that's excellent. That is excellent. I got to do more research.
Right now, we're all sitting there going, with Bryce Harper, still like 13 years. God, that's a long time. And Bobby Bonilla will still be getting paid like another year or two after that.
I got to do my – when we get closer to that date, that is one of those where I'm going to really do more research into why the Mets wanted to do a deal like that. Like, why wouldn't they just go, here's your money, get out of here?
Yeah,
here's your lump sum.
It's really
Why did they push it out over this length of time at an interest rate at a deferred payment schedule?
Right.
I mean, $1 million to the Mets is not a lot of money, but it's still annoying.
Well, I mean, here's the thing that's really bizarre. I mean, at the time, he was the highest paid player in the league, and he was only making $6 million a year.
Yeah. So
that's where it's confusing. It's like, why not just cut a check and be done with it?
Cut a check and be done with it. A lot of teams do this where they just go, all right, we're here. Take your money. I know Albert Bell was getting checks for a while. I don't know if he still is. I don't think
he probably is.
But,
he might. You know, but the
Bonilla deal is the most celebrated of these kind of athletic paydays because, one, it's the Mets, and two, it doesn't seem like they needed to do this.
Right.
So,
and if you're Bonilla, I would never change it. I'd be like,
why not? I love the fact of getting
a little over $1 million every July 1st. I mean, that's just
doesn't
the
this go against?
Day.
Doesn't this go against everything we've been taught about when you win the lottery? They say always take the lump sum. Don't take the deferred payment. But at the same time, the deferred payment means that, you know, if you go nutso and spend all your money on stupid stuff, at least money's coming in every year.
Yep.
You know, because people listen. The reason why people want you to take the lump sum is because when you take that and you properly invest it, you're going to get your dividends are going to be more. Your potential to turn that into even more money is greater than if you get a check every year. The problem is most people who win the lottery go, oh, I'll buy a $40 million jet and a $100 million mansion. And oh my God, I have no more money left.
Exactly.
Like that's the way what people do with it.
But if you do a deferred payment, like you said, you can go nuts 1 year and then just know like, okay, you know what? I'll have this. And maybe when you first get it, you're dumb. But then by the end of it, you've gained some common knowledge going, you know what? I really need to start making this last. Thank God I'm getting $1 million every year. I mean, Bobby Bonilla is going to be getting this for, I think, the next 6-7 years.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and so
no,
if
they,
he has a,
they
if,
tell you.
If he didn't learn his lesson by then, I mean, he definitely has it now where he's like, I just know what to do. I know how to invest this and turn it into something else.
They tell you when they win the lottery, if you get a good financial advisor, he'll say, like, here's this amount. He goes, now burn this. Like, just go nuts. Do everything you want. Get it out of your system because it's better you do it now than when than prolonging it and pushing it and making it into a 6-month thing. Take this, go a couple of months to Vegas, go around the world, do whatever you want to do with it, but get it out of here. Don't keep one nickel of this, but when you come back, all your money is going to be working for you. Yeah. And there you go.
Isn't that
whether
amazing?
Or not you
I mean,
can
when you look at the comparison of what Bobby Bonilla is making this year versus Cody Bellinger.
The Cody Bellinger thing blew my mind. I had no idea that was a thing. That is just mind-boggling.
You're arguing, I mean, I know it's early, it's still too early, but you're arguably talking about the National League MVP.
Oh my God, yes. You know, my God, yes.
I mean, it's too early.
The numbers are
a lot
nuts.
Of things could happen, but it's just and he's
his going, numbers are nuts. In 2 months into the season, his numbers are nuts.
Yeah, and he's making half of what Bonilla's making.
That's great. That is so I did not know that at all. But that puts that Bonilla deal into a lot of perspective.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And you know, could it happen to a better organization?
Yeah, I know. Way
such
to go.
A messy
well
thing
done.
To do. One, maybe, yeah, Tim Tebow, maybe Tim Tebow can get a contract like this.
Yeah.
So
well,
we
they haven't cut him yet
him for the next year.
Exactly. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's a Friday morning, SB Nation AM.